So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
I feel bad because Grandy asked us a question and then he never got to follow up. Like, do you buy our response or are you holding people's feet to the fire should the 49ers score fewer points than the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, there's a difference in holding people's feet to the fire, and like Dibs was talking about, like whose job is on the line, like that doesn't really matter to me. I'm a Niner fan, and I want them to win, and if they lose, no matter the circumstance, I'm going to be upset.
I
know that you guys say the same thing.
Yeah.
But what you're saying right now, and I'll allow you guys to kind of say it again for anybody that's just joining us right now.
Big of you.
But it feels like excuse-making ahead of the fact. It feels like you're going into this game expecting the Niners to lose.
No, not at all. Although I do think that is what most 49er fans think. I do. And that's okay. They're the underdogs. They're underdogs in the football game. And a bunch of people's favorite players are hurt. I don't think you're some sort of crazy, like, this happens in my house a lot. I wonder if it happens in a lot of your houses. You know, depending on who you live with and how people are like fan out or whatever. I have a daughter who gets very, very upset at everybody if there is any semblance of anything other than total confidence that every play will be awesome.
Didn't she come down your road during the Detroit game?
100%.
When you picked her up at halftime and they were down and you were like, well, honey, sorry about this. And she said, you watch your mouth.
She got very upset.
Yeah.
And
one of my favorite stories.
I'll tell you the exact words that I said. And you tell me if this is offensive. Grandy, you can weigh in too, because if this is what we're talking about, the Niners are down 24-7 at half. Now, normally, that's like you usually lose that game, right?
They do.
It's not a rule, but like if you see someone down, if you just popped into a bar and Oregon. Well, no, see, actually, take fandom out of it. Oregon State and Washington State are playing. And Washington State's up 24-7. If you glance at that at a sports bar, is your first thought, well, I think the Beavers are about to come back? Or are you like, looks like it's probably Washington State's day?
Well, you didn't do a good job taking my fandom out of it.
Right.
No, there's no chance the Beavers come back.
All right.
There you
all
go.
Right, Washington State's playing Idaho. You know what I mean? And so all I said to her was, I think we better start wrapping our heads around the idea. And all I said was is that they're probably not going to be in the Super Bowl this year. That's all. That was the state. Is that an offensive thing to say at halftime? It is? Grandy's nodding. Is that an offense? Is that a crazy thing to say?
Possibly.
When you're down 17 at the break?
Yes.
Shanahan,
yes.
Who never comes back.
And the Lions with an offense that's
right.
Pretty explosive. So, I mean,
right. Yeah.
You went there and she put you in check.
She was.
And that's kind of what Grandy's doing now with this talk of, house money, moral victory.
No,
isn't
no, no.
It great?
No house money, no moral victory. I use house money as a conduit to arrive at what we did. And I know it's sports radio, so for 4 hours I will say this, and it will absolutely be misconstrued. I know that, and that's fine. What I'm saying is, in my mind, I go back often to when Fred Warner got hurt and the Niners lost and fell to 4-2 that day, and Brock Purdy was nowhere to be seen. And I go back to when the Niners couldn't win two in a row and they were 6-4. And we didn't know when Brock Purdy was going to be back. And we knew Fred wasn't going to be back. We knew Nick wasn't going to be back. We knew all of these things. I go back to those moments, and I vividly remember not only all of our conversations, but the thoughts in my head, which were, dude, it would be such an incredible accomplishment if this team could still make the playoffs. And they did. So I am very, very filled with gratitude that we all get to do this weekend. That does not mean that at the end, like, I'm going to yell at electronics the same way we all will.
Yeah, you always do.
Like, that's, yeah. I want to do it again next weekend.
Of course. And it's not like they are insurmountable underdogs.
No.
They're not Carolina at home, which is the biggest home dog in the history of the playoffs at 10.5. You're a 4.5-point dog at Philly against a team that is not the same Philly that they were last year and not the same Philly that they were 3 years ago when they knocked you out of the postseason. This is a Philly team that is really good and also really bad, depending on what day it is.
Right. I think we end up in this spot as fans, kind of sort of because of the way we do sports, and everybody wants to come at things with strength, and everybody loves to make it about belief, and we believe in everything. I don't know about that word, excuses. I don't know about that. I'm not supposed to say that Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Trent Williams, George Kittle, and Brock Purdy got hurt. That's not a part of this story?
It's a part of every team's story. So
no, not at,
like,
this level.
The
it's
Eagles
actually not.
Didn't have Lane Johnson for a long time.
So that's one person.
Right, and they didn't have Jalen Carter. He missed some games. And so you could look at every team, and do they get injured more? And is it because of electromagnetic energy?
No,
I don't even want to get into that.
No, don't.
That hookum. But yeah, no, but the Niners have guys who get hurt.
But they've lost foundational pieces for the season.
But they still went out and won games.
Right.
So without those foundational pieces.
Right, but they often did it by, some people believe it was a soft schedule. Some will say it was by outscoring people. I think there's some truth to all of these things. But the defense has not been good because it has lost its foundational pieces for the season. And by the way, it has lost some, I love, next man up. Well, that guy's gone too. And so's the guy after him. In a lot of these cases.
Well, they've got guys in uniforms who get paid to play football.
They do.
Who will be out there.
But I guess that's kind of my point. Like, some of y'all are marching around being like, we got to believe, no excuses. And if I went, cool, who's their linebacker? You don't even know.
It's that one
you
guy.
You don't even know. If I'm in the grocery store parking lot today, and everyone's like, no, bang, bang, Niner game. We go, cool, who's the linebacker?
And you won't
love
see
the show, Mark.
Love the show.
I like
see you in the aisles.
Like, yeah, so why?
But you can ask the same people, like, who is your defensive tackle, and they wouldn't know.
Well, but
your
but,
point is well made,
come
though.
Come on, right?
You've got different people playing, yet here you are 12-5, better record than Philly, and Philadelphia 11-6 is a team that has had more, like, losses than they've had, like, high-quality wins. So
yeah,
it's not like you're going up against a real juggernaut here. You're going up against a team that I think is vulnerable.
We know that everybody in the playoffs is vulnerable.
Right.
I'm not removing rooting for the Niners in this game.
I know you're not, but if you want to look, like, at their record without Fred Warner and their record without Nick Bosa, those are still winning records. They've been a winning team without those guys on the field.
Right, but this is at Philly, and this is the playoffs, and this is harder. Like, right? The Philly, you say, okay, the Niners have a better record than Philly. And a Philly fan would say, well, A, we tanked the last game of the year.
Fine.
And B, we won the Super Bowl, so we played a first-place schedule.
Yeah.
You played a fourth-place schedule.
Must have been rugged to play the Giants twice and a beleaguered Washington team twice.
Those things are real, though.
Sure.
Those are part of it, too. So that's what's funny to me. Like, if you say something that's sort of supportive of your team, then that's an excuse. But if you say something that is, quite frankly, I believe the exact same thing, but it's critical, then it's celebrated in sports media, such as Steiny has been doing all year. Schedule's a joke, which you've been like, it's actually not, but like...
It was tougher than we thought going in. Right. The Bears were better. Jacksonville was better. Houston was better.
So if you say schedule is a joke, that is an attempt to explain the 49ers' story this year. Is it not?
In part, yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Well, then so is foundational pieces are out for lengthy periods of time and in some cases the year. That is an attempt to explain part of the experience they're having. And to me, they have had... Obviously, actually by metrics, this is mathematical fact, more of those lost games than any team in the NFL, yet they remain 12-5. We get to do this weekend, at least.
Right.
Maybe more.
We'll go out there and win. Like, I look at what they've done without those foundational pieces, and they've won games. So it's not like they were 9-1. They lost Bosa, they lost Warner, and boy, they limped into the end of it, and they barely made it in. They lost them early, and Kittle ended up playing 11 of the 17. He missed, I think, five, and then he missed one more. But when he was out, Tonja stepped up, and you won games. And when Bosa went out, you brought in Keon White, you brought in Cleveland Furl, and you won games. And Fred Warner was out, and you had you had Tatum. Now you've got Kendricks and Wallow, and, I mean, who knows if they're going to be good enough, but when you lost those guys, you still won games.
Yes.
That's my point.
Yes,
so you can use it as an excuse, and we can look back on Monday, and if they lose whatever to whatever, we can look back in the season and say, you know what? 12-5, 12-6, that was better than I thought they would have done considering all of the adversity they faced, but it doesn't mean going into the game that I'm automatically thinking like, you're going to lose because you got Kendricks and Waller.
No. There's no. Gosh, you're so right. That does really sound like a law firm.
Totally.
Every time you say it,
Kendricks and Waller. Yeah. Can I help you?
Probably not.
Mr. Kendricks is unavailable right now. He's on the pup list.
Mr. Kendricks is unavailable. He's running down the field. He's chasing somebody.
Mr. Waller will be with you shortly as soon as he's signed off the practice squad.
I'm trying to say this without even talking about the result of the game. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not saying they can't win. I'm surprised they're here. How about that? Like, does that feel better?
I guess I'm actually not surprised they're here.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Like, if you, and again, I guess maybe it comes down to also like, are you zeroing in with a really kind of fine view, or are you zooming out? If you zero in, and you watch the 49ers every week, maybe you weren't surprised because they had a winning record all year. They were in it. They had a shot.
Yeah.
Like the path, you saw the path. It was there all year. If you zoom out, I do believe. Maybe you're right. Maybe you wouldn't have said this. I do believe that if I had thrown out these facts at the summit, that I think most people would have said, well, that team's not going to the playoffs. I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe mean, if I said, yeah. I said, no, we're taking Bosa. I'll take Warner. I'm going to take a lot of Kittle. I'm going to take a lot of Purdy. I'm going to take a little Trent. I'm going to take...
The usual half a year personal.
This is second year.
Yeah.
By the way, when we get to the playoffs, I'm also going to take Fred's backup. Can't have him anymore either.
Both of them, maybe.
Right. Like, if I had said that at the summit, most people would have been, well, that team's not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I probably wouldn't have been one, because if you look at the way things shook out in the schedule... With the second half of the year with the Giants and Arizona and Carolina and Cleveland and Tennessee was a laughing stock. Those are all games that I would look at and think, you know, even if you had Mac Jones and no Fred, no Nick, you should still win those games. Those teams are terrible.
Well,
but, and even when you don't have those guys, your team is not terrible.
But
you got Shanahan,
right,
dog.
No doubt. But you've also even admitted, like, some of that is the perception of what these teams were going to be before the year, and some of them weren't that. Right? You had to play Seattle twice.
Right.
When you're looking at it before the year, you're like, yeah, They're okay.
The Giants were the Giants. Right. Cleveland was Cleveland.
Bears were not the Bears.
Correct. But like Tennessee was Tennessee.
For sure.
New Orleans was New Orleans.
No doubt.
So there were, it was kind of a mixed bag. And as I mentioned before, going into the year, the teams you faced had a 415 win percentage the previous year, and they wound up this year at 495.
Yeah, better.
Much better.
Not great. But
20%
like,
better, though.
Yeah.
So all you schedule Sam people, their schedule was a joke coming in. But Chicago, Jacksonville, Houston, Seattle, all better than we thought.
Grandy wants to weigh in. I can tell you, we've never done a show before where Grandy is like pounding his head on the microphone because I can tell that I can tell you don't like this. Grandy, weigh in.
No, I absolutely don't like it. So you're talking about how like expectations have reset because of all the injuries.
No question.
And that's absolutely fair. Like, so I have pasted in here in our producer studio my season predictions, and this was made before the season began, and I had the Niners winning 11 games.
So did I. So did Dibs.
I had them going 11-6.
Yeah.
And that's with, you
I
know.
I got the Niners
11-5. Anyway.
And that's with, you know, as we make predictions before a season, you expect like, all right, average injury issues, right?
Sure.
Like
sure,
you don't expect this. So if you're going off of what I expected, they exceeded that win total that I thought, and they had way more injuries than I thought. So you're absolutely right. Like given that what happened once all the injuries occurred, specifically like post Fred Warner injury in Tampa, they have wildly exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
And I didn't really expect them to make the playoffs. But my expectations can reset again. And once they go into week 18 with a chance to be the one seed at home against the Seahawks, my expectations have been reset a second time.
Okay.
And now I'm going to be really disappointed if they don't even win a playoff game.
That's fine. And you know what? Maybe that's the word we should focus in on. Because when you say it, the same way like when we're talking, your shoulders get tight, mine get tight when you use the word expectations. I am completely comfortable with hope. I am beyond comfortable with hope. We should all watch Shawshank Redemption together this week. Hope. Hope is what keeps everything going. My expectations are not terribly high for this 49er playoff run.
My expectations were this. Get to this, and we'll go from there.
But what are they Sunday?
My expectations.
Are you expecting them to win?
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the pick is in.
Well, but they could lose and you could still, you know what I mean?
Like they could lose and I could still cover if I took the Niners at 4.5.
Right.
Honestly, the more I've thought about it today, doing all the research about who Philly actually is, I'm a little bit more bullish on their chances. And I can break it down for you as
no,
we go.
I agree. Actually, I think there's some key things that we should pass along to people here that we'll do coming up at 3 o'clock that I'm with you. I am having a optimism is up day. It might just be Thursday. I can't tell sometimes.
You love Thursday.
Well, I also had a migraine yesterday and now I don't. So like today is just freaking awesome. But like that's maybe Grandy, that's at the core. And I don't know exactly. Dibs might be somewhere in between the two of us, but that's at the core of what I'm talking about. And I have no issue if you want to have expectations. Go ahead. Sit down on Sunday at 1:30 and be like, we're freaking doing this. You know what I mean? Make popcorn and let's go. I don't care. But I am going to approach Sunday. And if this sounds foofy and weak to you, then that's false. I don't care. I am so thrilled this game is happening. This is awesome. This is awesome that we get to do a whole week of playoff stuff and we get to go find I love the question, where are you watching the game?
Yep.
You know, like we get to do that and we might get more. But I don't like, if you're going to tell me, Grandy, that you said 11 wins before the year and then all of this stuff happens and then they actually exceed those, your pre-injury expectations. But then all of these realities, they sit here, and then you go into this weekend as a road dog, and I don't know, let's just say it's a really good football game. Let's say they do lose 20-17. And are you really?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Telling me that you're going to come out of that game and be like, stupid Niners.
I do think that when you talk about like what has happened, you also have to add in the positive, which is Mac Jones, the backup quarterback, was the best backup quarterback in football. Christian McCaffrey had one of the most touchiest seasons in history and is going to maybe win OPOY. He stayed healthy the whole year. He was awesome. Jake Tonjes came in as a backup and was great. Your offensive line had injuries, but the guys who came in didn't totally give up the ship. And so there are a lot of positives that you also have to highlight of things that actually happened this season. Like the bad, sure, we all know the bad, but some of the good that came out of it, like DeMarcus Robinson, he got off suspension and he was mostly good. Your special teams was amazing compared to last year.
Fantastic. Like,
so these are all things that we also have to remember, like in the course of the 17.
Acho came on with Stein and Goose, and he is a voter for Coach of the Year, and he said publicly that he still voted for Kyle.
Oh, he's a voter.
He's a voter.
You voting?
He is.
Okay.
And he voted for Kyle.
I love it.
To win Coach of the Year. So, you know what I mean? Like, we just got a text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line about heads better roll on this offense if they lose.
Yep. Whose head? Whose head?
Like, I guess here's where I'll challenge y'all. Go back to the halfway point of the season. Not all of you, because I know a lot of you are with me. I can see your comments. A lot of you are with me. And some of you aren't. That's the mark with a C people. You were lying. You were a bunch of liars at the halfway point. You were lying.
You're calling me a liar.
Yeah. Well, no, because your take is not what his take is. You're sitting somewhere.
I'm supposed to sit here and take this?
I can't actually put a finger on exactly where you're at yet. You've been a little like, it's a little.
I've been ironclad. Like, no matter what has happened with Shanahan, the laminated play sheet, Mac Jones and that schedule, you still should be a playoff team. Okay, I never got off that.
But
ever.
Right, but should win this weekend. Okay, so that's a little different.
Well, should when you're a 4.5 pick dog.
That's a little different. Why are your hands flying around?
It's not about what you guys are talking about. It's not about that texture. Thanks for listening. It's not about heads should roll. It's not about your reaction to the game,
what
win
is
or lose.
It then?
It's about going into the game with this just happy to be here mentality. That's not what it's about. What?
You guys are treating this like it's Tulane going into Ole Miss or James Madison going into Oregon. You're not a 30-point underdog.
Who are you talking to, you guys?
The two of you are not on the team. I'm so sorry to break this to you.
What? None of us used a we.
You're not on the team. So the mindset that you have on your couch Sunday has no effect on this football game. So don't, please, if you're not happy with the way I'm fanning, do you. Do you.
I will, you gladly.
You can put eye black on if you want. You could throw a remote. You could take the paint off of your wall.
Full pads on.
Go for it. Knock yourselves out.
Then you're not allowed to be as happy as we are on Monday if the Niners win.
I can do whatever the hell I want.
We believe a little more than you, so we deserve to be happier than you.
I'm happy right now, and it's pissing you off. Like, that's... You all lied. You lied if at the halfway point you said, I just hope we can make the playoffs. You lied. Grandy, you lied.
I pulled the goo. I reacted to new information.
Exactly. Yeah, that's called being a flip-flopper, which he was called earlier today on the show. You lied.
Your expectations didn't change when their one went away from being the one seed in the NFC?
Yours didn't change against a team they already beat? Yours didn't change when Fred's foot was going south and the other one was going north?
It can change a second time.
Okay. Fine. I am only allowed to do this show with my brain. I can't do your opinion.
You could. It's written right in front of you.
That's right. That's right.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.